The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, Peter Vaughan, and Jack May. Episode 11, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell. The Battle of Pelennor Fields.
No! No! Give it to me! You shan't have the precious! Thief! Thief! It's mine! The precious is mine!
Sam! Sam! What have I said? What have I done? Oh, after all you've done for me, forgive me! It's the terrible power of the ring!
I wish it had never, never been found!
Sir. But don't mind me, Sam. I must carry the burden to the end. It can't be altered. You can't come between me and this doom.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Ferroy. I understand. But I can still help, can't I?
Oh, yes, Sam.
I've got to get you out of here at once, see? But first you'll want some clothes and gear.
Oh, yes.
As we're in Mordor, we'd best dress up Mordor fashion. And anyway, there is no choice. It'll have to be orc stuff for you, Mr. Frodo, I'm afraid. I'll scout round and see what I can lay my hands on. After all that killing, there shouldn't be any shortage of gear.
All right, Sam. Sam, this is disgusting, dirty stuff. Ugh.
There's nothing else for it, Mr. Frodo. Now, put this black cap on. It's got the evil eye on it. Yes. You see, it fits. Perfect little orc. At least you would be if we could cover your face with a mask. We'll give you longer arms and make you bow-legged. But this cloak will cover some of the telltales. Now, you're ready?
Yes. But what about you, Sam?
Well, Mr. Frodo, I'd best not leave any of my stuff behind, and we can't destroy it. I'll just have to cover up. An orc helm and a cloak will serve my purpose well enough, I reckon.
But how are we going to get out?
Well, I reckon the orcs have taken care of themselves. And as for the watchers at the gate, the lady's star glass got me in, so I guess it'll get us out. And then it's the road for Mount Doom.
They passed through the gate, and again it gave its terrible warning. In the far distance, still many leagues away, lay Orodruin, the Mountain of Fire. There Sauron had once had his dwelling place, and there, in the fire that welled from the heart of the earth, he had forged the one ring, the ruling ring.
Well, there it is, Mr. Frodo. We'd best be on our way there. Oh, run, Mr. Frodo!
It must have heard the alarm from the watchers.
Oh, the hunt will be up now and no mistake. Well, let's get on.
No, this won't do, Sam. If we were real orcs, we ought to be dashing back to the tower, not running away. The first enemy we meet will know us. We must get off this road somehow.
Well, with a cliff on one side and a precipice on the other, we'd need wings.
Not quite. Look, do you see? There's a bridge a little way ahead. We'll slip off the road there, then down into the valley and turn northward as soon as we can.
Sam, we cannot hope to go much further.
Well, now, Mr. Frodo, don't you go despairing. We'll manage.
Will we, Sam? I wish I felt so sure. I wonder how long it'll be before we are caught and all the toiling and the slinking will be over and in vain.
We really ought to press on, Mr. Frodo.
Yes, Sam, we ought. Oh, and you must keep the Lady Galadriel's glass. I have nowhere to hold it now. Except in my hand, and I shall need both hands in this blind night.
Very well, Mr. Frodo. I'll keep it safe.
Sam, will you take Sting as well? No, I give it to you. I have an orc blade. I don't think it'll be my part to strike any blow again.
Mr. Frodo, have you any notion how far there is still to go?
No, I haven't! Sam, in Rivendell, before we set out, I was shown a map of Mordor that was made before the enemy came back here, but I only remember it vaguely. Even if all goes well, we could hardly reach the mountain in a week. I am afraid, Sam, that the burden will get very heavy, and I shall go still slower as we get nearer.
That's just as I feared. Well, to say nothing about water, we've got to eat less, or else move a bit quicker. At any rate, while we're still in this valley, one more bite and all the food's ended, save the elves' whey bread.
I'll try and be a bit quicker, Sam. Oh. Come on, then. Let's start another march.
In the chamber of the White Tower of Gondor, Faramir lay upon his bed, wandering in a desperate fever. And by him his father sat and said nothing, but watched, and gave no longer any heed to the defense.
My lord! My lord!
My lord Denethor.
I gave orders that none should disturb me.
The first circle of the city is burning, lord. Men cry out for the lord of the city.
I will not come down. I must stay beside my son. He might still speak before the end.
But what are your commands?
Ask of Mithrandir.
But you are still the lord and steward. Not all will follow Mithrandir. Men are flying from the walls and leaving them unmanned.
Why do the fools fly? Better to burn sooner than late, for burn we must. Go back to your bonfire.
And you, my lord.
I will go now to my pyre. To my pyre. No tomb for Denethor and Faramir, no tomb. No long, slow sleep of death embalmed. We will burn like heathen kings before ever a ship sailed hither from the west. The west has failed. Go back and burn. Leave me.
My lord.
Faramir's hand is fevered. He is burning, already burning. The house of his spirit crumbles. Come hither, Peregrine.
My lord.
Farewell, Peregrine, son of Paladin. Your service has been short, and now it is drawing to its end. I release you from the little that remains. Go now, and die in what way seems best to you, and with whom you will. Even that wizard friend whose folly brought you to this death. Send for my servants and then go. Farewell.
I will not say farewell, my lord. I will take your leave, for I want to see Gandalf very much indeed. But he is no fool, and I will not think of dying until he despairs of life. But from my word and your service, I do not wish to be released as long as I live. And if the enemy comes at last to the citadel, I hope to be here and stand beside you and earn, perhaps, the arms that you have given me.
Yours you will, Master Halfling. But my life is broken. Send for my servant. They shall bear my son to the vaults of my ancestors. There we shall perish together on a single pyre.
By your leave, lord. Poor Faramir. Where can I find Gandalf? In the thick of things, I suppose. Oh, and he will have no time to spare for dying men or madmen. But find him I must.
Ever since the middle night, the great assault had gone on. To the north and to the south, company upon company of the enemy pressed to the walls. It was against the gate that they would throw their heaviest weight. Very strong it might be, wrought of steel and iron and guarded with towers and bastions of indomitable stone. Yet It was the key, the weakest point in all that high and impenetrable wall.